Ben Smith's Semaphore Partners with CCP-Linked Think Tank. By Robert Krajicek on March 1, 2023. Semaphore, a news media outlet co-founded by BuzzFeed founder Ben Smith, announced a partnership with the Center for China and Globalization, CCG, a think tank essentially operated by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Semaphore markets itself as providing a news source you can trust, providing unparalleled levels of journalistic transparency in order to rebuild trust with news media consumers skeptical of the industry's veracity. Its mission statement lists climate change as one of the biggest stories and greatest crises facing humanity. The CCG markets itself as a non-governmental think tank, despite its existence as a project of the Western Return Scholars Association, WRSA, which itself is an operation of the CCP's United Front Work Department. The Washington Post's Josh Rogan noted the CCG's status as a tool of the CCP's foreign influence operations via Twitter. Semaphore has officially partnered with a Chinese think tank affiliated with China's United Front Foreign Influence Operations. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. Read all about it. Semaphore's new partner, the Center for China and Globalization, and its ties to CCP Foreign Influence Operations and the United Front Work Department in this paper by @ospi_org. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. The center is headed by Wang Huiyao, a prominent international commentator who is also an advisor to the UFWD, a member of several United Front groups and an important figure in the development of China's talent recruitment strategy. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. In 2018, Wang dropped out of an event at the Wilson Center after Mark Corbio wrote to them about Wang's affiliation with the United Front, China's foreign influence operations system, as reported by Bethany Allen at Brett Foreign Policy. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. This follows at Semaphore's event last month sponsored by Alibaba Group, featuring a sponsor's perspective, as pointed out by Mikhail Sabalik. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. @Semaphore and @Justin_B_Smith. There is a real need for smart and reasoned discussion of the U.S.-China relationship. At the same time, partnering with United Front groups is not the answer. Foreign influence operations can only work if we enable them. Josh Rogan, at Josh Rogan, March 1, 2023. Semaphore's partnership announcement with the CCG listed climate change as an opportunity for multi-state cooperation between the U.S. and China to rebuild trust between the two countries' governments. How can the world's two largest economies rebuild trust? How do companies and CEOs from the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Europe, and Latin America, caught in the middle of this great power rivalry, navigate this complex world order? And as Trans-Pacific business ties fray, where are the new corridors of growth and opportunity? And in a world of, at best, intense and sometimes bitter competition, where are the opportunities for cooperation on issues like climate change? Semaphore did not disclose any financial compensation from the CCG in its announcement of its partnership with the CCP subsidiary. Semaphore's largest single investor was Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the now-defunct cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Of a total $25 million raised ahead of the news media outlet's launch in 2022, $10 came from Bankman-Fried. The New York Times listed some of Semaphore's left-wing and partisan Democrat benefactors. The money to get started comes from a variety of wealthy people, including the crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried and his brother Gabe, Jessica Lesson, the founder of The Information, David G. Bradley, chairman emeritus of The Atlantic, and John Thornton, co-founder of the American Journalism Project and the Texas Tribune. Michael R. Bloomberg, the billionaire founder of Bloomberg LP, was pitched but decided not to invest. The Federalist's Emily Jashinsky noted Smith's role as the initial publisher of the dossier central to the Russian collusion narrative framing former President Donald Trump as an agent of Russian state influence. Ben Smith has repeatedly characterized himself as politically objective and nonpartisan in his professional conduct in the news media industry. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.